Arsenio Hall is on the air, and his new show, Greatest Hits, premieres tonight on ABC. I got to watch this. Now, Arsenio, I saw you on Larry Wilmore, and you were talking about, you said that you were the Jackie Robinson of The Apprentice. And they asked, were you still friends with Donald Trump? I say that to segue to the article this morning says that Donald Trump has less than 1% of black voters supporting him, which is a record low. There's never been a candidate that have so few black people polling that support Donald Trump than right now.
Yeah, he don't have much of the black pie. As a matter of fact, if it were a pie chart, we wouldn't even use the whole pie. He has like Omarosa's left nipple. That's his black. That's his black demo. It ain't much.
Omarosa's the 1%.
What's crazy is he's not changing or getting any better. He just goes crazier every day. You know, he don't start saying nicer things about immigrants. He gets worse. And the nutty thing is the guy who hates immigrants, that's all he's ever slept with is immigrants.
Wow.
Yeah, other than Marla Maples. I ain't seen Marla's papers, but other than Marla Maples, I don't know nobody.
They all have heavy accents.
I wish he'd go back and just host his show.
How was it working with him on The Apprentice versus him running? Like when you see him running and working with him?
He is exactly what you see. I mean, during commercials, and one time I went up to his house, or it's actually like a condo or an apartment or whatever, and he's always hated Obama. I used to get into really nasty arguments about Obama. But the cool thing is, you know, like men, we could sit and argue and he was cool with that. He didn't like, because by the way, I was trying to win a contest, so I really should have shut my damn mouth. But we would argue about Obama all the time. But here's the interesting thing. He didn't hate Hillary. He did not dislike Hillary. As a matter of fact, he used to give Hillary money. And it's funny how he adapts to the battle, because now he hates her, you know, and all her friends are called Pocahontas, and he's going crazy now.
So, Arsenio, what do you think after he loses? Because Tom has asked about this. Do you think that he'll be doing business? He'll go back to regular business and people will continue to buy the Trump brand?
You know, I think this campaign looks perfect because he's doing so well. But the one thing he forgot to think about is what happens if I don't win? Because he's burned bridges that he built all over the world. And unfortunately, because, you know, I got ties by Donald Trump with the little gold plaque made in China on the back. And the way he's been dogging China, he's dogged so many people. If he don't win and become the president of the greatest nation in the world, he's going to be ass out living in Drake's guest house up in Canada.
That's pretty much what I said, Arsenio. Yeah. Who can he do business with? He can't even get people to donate to his campaign because they don't want to be associated with him.
Yeah, I mean, every business that I can think of would be damaged or hurt by associating themselves with a blowhard racist.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine. You can't do a McDonald's commercial. He can't go back to Apprentice even. Arnold Schwarzenegger got his old job, right?
Yeah.
He's going to have to do? He's going to have to go live with Arnold.
And that attractive maid. Yeah.
The ultimate irony is for him to have to sleep with Arnold's maid from now on.
Hey, you heard that the Oscars has new members and mostly minorities.
Hey, I heard they hired over 500 people. And Marlon Wayans is one of them. That's the Wayans family, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's 500 of them. That'll create perfect diversity.
But they didn't ask Keenan. They only asked Marlon. They didn't ask Damon. Just Marlon.
Well, I'm just joking. We don't want to have a whole family. We want to get an Osmond in there. You know, so the lead singer for the group Switch. We want to diversify.
What about you? You know, because you're on the road, they might have your invitation in the mail. Do you think? Would you join?
I'm not really knowledgeable about film. You know, I'm a TV guy. Why don't they hire Eddie Murphy? He ain't doing nothing. Who know more about film than Eddie Murphy? You know, if you don't hire Eddie, He's going to have another baby soon. Hire Eddie. Somebody put him
Keep
to
him
work.
Busy.
Get him out the bedroom.
Only a best friend can say that.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, his baby is beautiful, by the way. He has a beautiful, beautiful baby.
Oh.
And I'm so happy for him. That's 29 girls now and 4 boys.
LeBron James says he's going to opt out of his Cavaliers contract, and they say that's just a formality. He has said over and over again that he's not going to leave Cleveland.
What do you think? What do you think?
What do you think? You think he'll leave?
Imagine.
And if he leaves, where do you go? Where will he go?
Yeah, and I can't imagine him doing to Cleveland again what he did before. Please don't break our hearts. You know, the bottom line is the sports that we play have broken our hearts so many times. I hope our favorite athletes don't continue to break our hearts from inside the dome. I don't know, but you know what? The other side of it is that's a talented black man who has to take advantage of his gift, and anything he does for his business, I probably should say, go on, LeBron, do your thing, because I'm watching him and Kanye work these tennis shoe deals and turn them into glory. I probably should just let him do his thing. You know, he brought us a title. Now LeBron, try to be the greatest black athlete ever.
Wow.
I guess.
And a championship mercenary. You know,
yeah.
If you want a championship, work a deal out with LeBron. LeBron will work a deal out with some more AAA level players, and he'll bring you a championship. And his legacy will be he will be a mercenary for championships.
Mm. Would you want him to do that in LA? Would you want him to come to LA and do it?
Well, you know what? LA has had so many banners and rings and trophies. I don't know if they really need it. He might want to go across the hall and do it with the Clippers instead of the Lakers. You know, that might be cool. I think it's amazing that he's so talented that this is a guy that can go to any city. He can take me and Sybil with him and come back with a ring. He's so good.
That's how good he is.
Yeah, he's talking about, no, we don't start love, put Sybil in. You know?
and he just says, I got this.
That's how good that boy is. It's crazy. Let him do his thing, I guess. He's like a soap opera. He's like a great basketball soap opera because we never sat up in the morning and talked about what Tiny Archibald was going to do in the future.
Tiny Archibald.
You went way back, man.
Oh, my. So Arsenio is on the Greatest Hits tonight on ABC. He's performing stand-up at Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City next Saturday. Arsenio Hall.
We'll see you August 4th.
Yes, that's the big finale. Y'all come through. And God bless all y'all. Jay, I'll see you at the spot.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Later, eh?
Good night, brother. Good night.